Hi, this is Colonel John Boggs, and this is my podcast series, Beyond Leadership. Boy, am I tired. I'm doing too much. I got to get this done. I'm just out of time. Has that ever happened to you? Okay, so clearly you need to do one thing, and that's pretty obvious. You need to delegate. So who shall I delegate to? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the art of delegation, because you just can't give it to anybody, right? Because you got to know it's done. So let's talk about, why do you delegate in the first place? Who do you delegate to? When do you delegate? And let's talk about some of the things that no one likes to talk about when we come to delegation. So why do you delegate? Well, we just talked about it. You are tired. You're swamped. You've got to get things done. Delegating is a force multiplier. That's the way we'd say it in the military. And what I'd say to you in business, it is a force multiplier. It's being able to get more done in less time. So who do you delegate to? Now, your quick rule of thumb, who's the busiest person? Look around. They're usually hidden in plain view. Who's your busiest person? But that's just a rule of thumb. We need to be a little more exacting than that, okay? Because thumbs can get broken. So who do you delegate to? I have the four folks that I talk about. I talk about the mercenary. You don't want to delegate to the mercenary. The mercenary is a person who understands, hopefully your organization has guiding principles and you have a vision. And this mercenary is a person who is well-educated, they're well-trained, but at the end of the day, they are taillights and exhausts. They don't buy into the organization's vision. They don't buy into any guiding principles. They are all for themselves. They are the mercenary, not a good person to delegate to, because this person is going to feel like they've been put upon. They will emotionally drain you, because they will make you feel every second that they are doing the work that they feel they don't have to do. Then you have the helpless. The helpless are the employees that you have that are always ready to help. They're standing by. They're there to do a good job. They've got a smile on their face, and they're always with you. You know what? They live your vision. They understand it. They've got great guiding principles, wonderful people. But you know what? They're not the best trained nor the best educated. Oh, yes, they can do the job. But when you have a task that really needs to get done and you need that force multiplier, this is the person that you're going to wind up doing double work, because you're going to have to go behind them and clean this up and do that up. And you love them, but you just as soon as they go home, they're the helpless. Then you have the unscrupulous. Okay, you're unscrupulous. These are the people that have the vision. They are well-trained, well-educated. But you know what? There's something about them that you just don't trust. Now, these are the folks that I would delegate to at your own risk. Okay? These are the folks that, you know, they don't have the guiding principles. They're kind of shady characters, and you just don't feel good with them being around. Let them go home. Then you have your team player, or if you've heard a previous podcast where I talked about heroes, that's the person you want to delegate to. They've got it all. They've got the vision, the heart. They're well-trained, and they're doing the job for you. And more than likely, they're stepping up and doing it anyway. But these are the folks you want to delegate to. These are your team players. These are your heroes. So when do you delegate? As we talked about before, time is tight. I've got to get things done, and we've got to have it happen now. How do you delegate? You delegate by you laying out the parameters. Here's the law. You're not going to break the law. We're never going to go on the wrong side of that. Here's the direction we're going in. Here are the objectives. The direction is your vision statement. That's your true north, okay? And then you have another side of the field here, which, if you imagine this as being a soccer field or a football field, one side of that field is the law. The other side of that field is your ethics, your guiding principles. The goal line is your direction that you're moving in. That's your vision. And the line that you're starting off at is where you put them on the field. Now, putting them on the field, now we talk about, and we're still in with the how, you've got to give them, these are the objectives that you have to accomplish. This is the time frame I need it accomplished in. But that's not enough. You also need to give them the authority and the responsibility. Because you see, you've given them a responsibility because you've put them on the field. When things go wrong with delegation, here's where it goes wrong. They don't get the authority. All right, let me say that again. They don't have the authority, and the authority is this. That means they have command of the resources to accomplish the task, whether it's time, whether it's personnel, whether it's stuff, whether it's money. They have to have command of the resources in order to accomplish the task. there's a name for the person that you just delegated to when you give them the responsibility and not the authority. That name is fall guy or fall gal. Okay, it's the fall person. This is the person everybody's going to blame and point a finger to when it doesn't happen. Okay, no one wants to do that, and don't do that to your people. There's one last thing that you always have to do when you delegate. It's supervise. Supervise does not mean micromanage, because if you're micromanaging, why the heck did you delegate in the first place? Supervise. Now, they may not accomplish the task in a fashion that you would have, but remember, as a wise man, Dr. Alan Weiss says, it is success, not perfection. Perfection is it's got to be done your way. So let's just stick with success. That is, did they accomplish the task? Did they produce the success you were looking for? Odds are they will. You're building a trust factor within your group that will put you in good stead for a long time to come. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the art of delegating. It's short, it's sweet, it's to the point. Now, why are you so tired? That's it for today, out here. You've been listening to my podcast series, Beyond Leadership, with me, Colonel John Boggs. And for more insights on leadership, visit my website at fortitudeconsult.com. Out here.